I'm Sergeant Brent, B-R-E-N-T, Bernhardt, B-E-R-N-H-A-R-D-T, and I'm the Troop B Public Information and Education Officer out of the Troop B headquarters in Macon.
Absolutely. Well, Sergeant, thank you so much for talking to us today. We are talking about back-to-school safety for kids. A lot of kids going back to school in the next couple weeks. We want to make sure that everyone is safe going to and from school, walking to the bus stop. So let's kind of start with that. When kids get up in the morning and they're waiting outside at the bus stop, what are some safety tips that you can give kids and parents to keep everyone safe?
Obviously, this time of year brings about some different challenges for drivers, certainly, and students. We know that kids are getting ready to go back to school, and certainly there's some things that obviously need to be encouraged to make sure that everybody is safe. This time of year, a lot of kids do ride school buses, and with that being said, when those students are waiting for their school bus, we ask that at their designated school bus stop that they stand several feet away from the traffic way or the roadway to wait for that school bus as it approaches. When the school bus does approach their location, never start towards the roadway until that school bus comes to a complete stop and the driver opens the door and signals for them to enter the school bus.
Absolutely. Now, do you encourage parents to wait at the bus stop with them?
It is always good that you have adult supervision with children anytime they are close to a roadway. And obviously, if they have small children, it's always very good to make sure that you do super closely supervise them. We see a lot of bus accidents. Typically, what happens is when a student basically runs out into the roadway, maybe to retrieve an item. It's always good to make sure that students recognize that they are not to be in the street until they are signaled to approach that school bus by the school bus driver.
Absolutely. Now, you also said a lot of kids maybe walk or ride their bikes to and from school. So let's talk about the direction of traffic, if they're riding their bike, if they go with or against or walking with or against, and then what they can do to keep safe while they're walking or riding.
For the next couple of months, we know a lot of students will be either walking or riding their bike to school, which is good exercise for them. But certainly we need, as drivers, to recognize that these kids are going to be out and about, and we need to be watching for them in the event that they are not watching for us. We recommend that all students that are riding their bicycle or walking to school stay on a designated bike path or a sidewalk, and whenever they are crossing a roadway, obviously make sure that traffic is clear before they attempt to cross that roadway. If you're riding a bicycle, it's always a good thing to do is to make sure that you're pushing that bicycle across the street rather than riding that bicycle on the street.
Okay, and then for as far as walking with and against traffic or riding, what's the difference there?
We encourage people to ride with the traffic. That's the designated way, the legal way to do that. All riders of bicycles have to follow the same laws that people that are operating a motor vehicle do. This is a really good time of year for parents to also talk to their children a little bit about strangers. Anybody that is suspicious, anybody that might pull up to their location and is a stranger to them, someone they don't know, that they stay away from them. Never accept rides with anybody in a motor vehicle. Certainly always tell adults where you're going, when you're going, the route that you're planning to take. And again, it's always good to make sure that as parents, we are closely supervising our small children at all times.
Absolutely. Now, let's also talk about when children could possibly be left home alone. A lot of schools release around the 3 o'clock hour, and parents might not get home until 5:30, 6 o'clock. So there's that 3-hour gap where students come home and they're alone and unsupervised. So what are the challenges that that presents, and how can that be prevented?
Probably the best course of action when your child arrives home from school and you're not there is to make sure that you have some type of plan with that child, making sure that they stay in that house until you get home, or that you have had some type of communication of safe areas in which they can go and visit until you arrive home. It's also a good idea to have a list of telephone numbers available for that child in the event that there's some kind of issue and they need to get a hold of an adult really quickly.
All right, absolutely. Is there any other things you can think of that you want to add for our listeners?
Obviously, with school commencing, we're going to be seeing a lot of school buses traveling our Missouri roadways. With that being said, motorists are reminded to be alert for school buses, and any time that they see a bus stopped with flashing red lights and the stop arm activated, they are required by law to stop. The safety of children are paramount, and absolutely there's no doubt that school buses haul the most precious commodities that are hauled on our roadways.